person, it's still considered kind of like the love month. Everybody talks about their Valentine's and love and all this. And I know Jesus spoke a scripture in Mark, and he spoke it in Luke too. But it also, it's a quotation from out of Deuteronomy. And he said there are two commandments. Somebody asked him, somebody said, Master, which commandment should we keep? And he said, the first one is this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. All right. Now, we understand what soul is and all that. And the mind, I was studying this week and listening and everything. And this morning, I want us to make sure that we get our minds in gear. Because we can be singing, and I know you've done this too, and we can do this in driving too if we don't watch it, but be driving and watching and our minds be totally out of gear. And so this morning we want to love the Lord with our minds, our soul, our passions, our emotions. And then he said, what was the second one? And the second he said is like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And he said, now all the law, this is all the law that you need to keep. But boy, he sure gave that some hard ones. But I want to read 1 Corinthians 13, the way of love. And this is from the Message Bible. And it says, if I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but I don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Now this is what love does. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, okay, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limits. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like an infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines. And we'll see it all then. We'll see it as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly just as he knows us. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Well, you know, King James says faith, hope, and love. This says faith, which is trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of these is love. Amen? Amen. As we worship today, worship with passion and imagination and seeing these things and setting our minds on fire this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Turned into wine, opened the the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. God is healer, awesome in power, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God.
Glory to God. He's the great one, the mighty one. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning when I got up, all my life started anew this morning. Amen.
Your mercy is new every day. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Your favor surrounds me today. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I was bound by sin and shame, but then your endless mercy came. It's a merciful day. All my sins are washed away. It's a merciful day. I'm not bound by yesterday. Your grace and mercy rescued me. Lord, your love has saved my life. So I thank you for this merciful day. Your mercy is new every day. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Your favor surrounds me today. I'm so glad, Lord, I'm so glad. I was bound by sin and shame, but then your endless mercy came. It's a merciful day.
And we magnify you and we praise you. We glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, Lord. We just worship you so much. Hallelujah.
Seems like all I could see was a struggle. I was haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame. Whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to. Old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Thank God.
We're going to do that second verse again, but I feel led to say this. You know, some of you in here, you know, maybe you didn't know when you were growing up or whatever you were doing, you didn't have parents that understood the importance of the words that they spoke over you. You know, it wasn't that they didn't love you, but they just did what they did, and you were called stupid, or you're never going to amount to hill beans, or you were told that you would never be able to do anything, or you were called lazy, or you were called, you know, all these things that you were called. And so when you came to Jesus, you still feel that way. Well, I won't tell you what, you've been redeemed. You are not unworthy, because he made you worthy. I don't care what your past has been. I don't care what anybody else has told you. I don't care what they may call you right now. What's important is what Jesus says about you. And he says, I died for you. You're my child. You're the Son of God. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you're worthy to come into his presence. Hebrews 4, the last verses in there, it talks about that we can come boldly. Woo! Into the presence of God. Why? Based on what I've done? No. Based on the fact that Jesus made the way possible. I have access to my Father. Amen.
Remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet.
I am redeemed. You
set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Because of Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
We used to sing that old hymn, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. And I didn't even know it. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I didn't know what I was singing then, did y'all? Let's do that again. You'll pick it up. How many of you never heard this before? Hallelujah. I don't know if I got the words in there, but let's go. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Come on now. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, his child and forever I am. Whoever wrote that song understood grace. Glory to God. Woo. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I never know what's going to pop into my head when I'm up here. And you know, the thing that I'm thankful for is that God has allowed me to be exposed, be raised in the church for the hymns. And then we cut our teeth on the scripture songs. And then as God moves us along through the different phases in praise and worship, that he's got a whole lot back there, I think, that he can call on. But I praise him that for that song, because I never thought of that song. And there it is. His child and forever I am. But I thought if I made a mistake, I had to, first time I did something wrong, that he didn't want me anymore. They did not know what they were singing, did they? His child and forever I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's something to worship God about.
Fall on our knees and worship.
the praises go forth, the heavens will pour out on us, and His glory will fill this place even
and we praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus.